With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, talking now with Tewksbury coach Brian Aylward. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on an amazing game last weekend, and you guys came out on top.
Yeah, it wasn't certainly wasn't easy, but we knew that going in, so they're a tough team.
Coach, it sounded very similar to the game that Marblehead had against Wilmington. Marblehead had a very, very strong first half, and then they saw Wilmington come out and play very strong in the second half. Can you maybe give us a little thumbnail on your game and maybe tell us, you know, how things transpired in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, one of the big plays was like a play right with less than a minute left in the half. They were able to score on a fourth and like on a fourth and 10 from the 12-yard line, and that was a killer. You know, a tremendous play by the Coakley kid, number 7. Mm-hmm. Quarterback made a good throw. Was really the only one that could possibly have caught it. It was a really like a highlight catch. Tremendous play. So, so they gathered a little bit of momentum heading into that. Even though we moved the ball probably about 50 yards within that last minute, but not close enough to take a shot at the end zone. So, you know, it was 21-7 at half.
Now, sometimes with kids, I've heard Coach Ingram say sometimes it's too easy because you have a good first half and then you think that things are going to go in the second half, but the other team comes out strong. And I'm not suggesting that that was the case there, but what happened in the second half, Coach, that Danvers was able to climb back in?
Well, you know, I mean, we had some self-inflicted wounds there in the second half that have been kind of uncharacteristic for us. So we had one play at the tail end of a long drive on a first down after probably about a gain of about 8 yards, a fumble that is like something that we haven't really done. We haven't really turned the ball over. And that hurt. And then they made some plays. And again, on a fourth and 12, fourth and 10, they threw one up, and I had two guys come back to the ball, and they bumped into each other, tapped it, and they went right to number 7, and who was trailing the play and scored. So I mean, those kind of plays were just those just don't happen. And then we had a bad interception on another drive. So we had those two. Turnovers were, and we know it's hard to have an expectation to win against good teams, especially this late in the year when you turn the ball. But when you turn it over twice, that's even worse. So we were happy. Our kids were able to fight through those plays and be able to come away with the win.
Well, Coach, again, from the other side of, Danvers, I talked with Coach Nolan this week, and of course the kids were disappointed, but they got to play on in their schedule. But from your perspective, you see these games over the course of the years, and you see them go one way or the other. But this seemed to be, on balance, a really good, solid win for you guys that I'm sure you can take a look at the film on the weekend and point out both good and bad with your kids as teachable moments.
Absolutely, we'll continue to focus on the turnover piece. We had one very poor play on defense that resulted in a score, but the other two were both good plays, and I thought our kids played strong all game long. So, definitely, it's at this point. To be honest with you, took a couple of real glaring things and looked at it, and then all the rest of our focus has been on Lynn English since late Saturday afternoon.
So the things that you saw, I want to use the phrase, it's always in quotes, but they're correctable mistakes with your kids?
Yeah, I mean, physical errors and those kinds of things, or, if we don't make a play because of, we got outmatched physically on something, those things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. But, like, when we do things to hurt ourselves, that can't ever be acceptable. So, we're focused on those things, and then, certainly I'd focus on, some things that I could have done better. That's always my first thought. And, same with our staff, and we just like I said, you know, we didn't really process that a whole lot other than take some of the glaring things and then move on to the next one.
You know, Coach, I'm sitting here and I'm laughing because if I go over all the mistakes that I've made in my teaching career, good God, I'd never go to sleep. So there must be some there must be some things that you just have to say, well, you know, that happens in the course of a game, and just throw them away.
Yeah, you know, especially when you know that there are things that have been a challenge for you all year long. You already know that they're there, and you're going to continue to work hard to get to make them better. And you know, we had you know, a very good one of our senior captains, been a great player for us for the past 3 years. We find out on Wednesday of last week that he's out for the season. And
now, who's that, Coach? Tell me about that. What happened?
Well, Will Matovu, number one.
Yep.
Been a good player for us. So last Wednesday, he got MRI results back that he torn his ACL, so that he was going to be gone for the season. So we really only had 2 days to kind of reshuffle, and that's a credit to all of our other kids that have been on a regular rotation in different personnel groups that, you know, were able to survive and be able to go and be competitive in a game. So, but that be lying to say that didn't hurt us,
of course,
and limit us a little bit more on what we would normally be able to do formation-wise.
Coach, at this point in the season, I see, covering the playoff teams now, I see teams that are really good on special teams. And one of the things that really stands out is on punt returns, kids feel the ball and, you know, they're able, if not to advance it, at least not to go backwards, you know, with that crazy roll. How are your teams on special teams at this point?
Well, I mean, I think that's been an area of improvement, you know. I mean, it's always a struggle for us, but, you know, I thought that, you know, our returner the other day did a very good job of doing exactly what you're talking about, fielding the punts, not giving any, you know, hidden yardage, but, you know, letting the ball bounce another 10, 15 yards. I mean, that yardage adds up every week,
mm-hmm.
And you're exactly right. You're right on it. It's obvious that you've watched a lot of high school football because it's not an easy job to do, and, you know, the teams that do it well, you know, they're going to give themselves an extra 100 yards of field position in a game.
Yeah, it really makes a difference. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach, once again, you're going to be coming into the Northeastern Conference. And if you don't mind, please mention again some of the kids that our listeners who are used to listening to Lynn English and so on will have to pay attention to, some of your playmakers and the kids that you relied on this year.
Okay, well, we play an awful lot of kids. I think, you know, probably more so than, like, other years. It depends on really what we're trying to do or what we think we're going to be able to do when we get the offensive side of the ball. But our quarterback is Jay Conley. He's a junior. He's a two-year starter. He's got a lot of wins under his belt. He's been a good player for us. So he runs the show out there for us on offense. And then we get, you know, a handful of running backs. You know, probably our leading rusher would be Brandon Wynn. He's been, you know, he was our leading rusher a year ago. He's got a lot of experience. He's tough. Shane Dorigo has been our fullback. He has stepped in nice to fill that void left by Will Matovu and Nolan Kavanaugh is our other running back. We have a couple other kids that rotate in there on a regular basis. You know, Blake Hiltz is our tight end, and Mason Warwick is our wideout. So, mm-hmm. And then our guys up front have been pretty solid all year, led by, you know, our captain is Justin Rosberg. We call him Joe. But he's been a great player. He's got some opportunities at the next level to go ahead and play. And we're gonna try to get the guys in there. They're making it happen and just try to make it happen on the offensive side.
Coach,
and on the defensive side, it's a lot of the same kids, you know. So
okay, Coach, you've been here before. But each team that comes through, there's always some new kids who haven't reached this level before. And they've seen, you know, how Tewksbury has done year in and year out and the great tradition that you have up there. But for you, what does it mean this week? I mean, this is pretty exciting stuff, and you know, these kids have a chance to go for the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, it's being in that position a few times, you know, been fortunate, and when we've been able to go even deeper, it's always been about like that. You, by the time you get to a Super Bowl, you have to feel as though you've been in about 5 Super Bowls. So you know, so everything is about Len English, and you know, if we got to win this to stay in the tournament.
What's your scouting report on Len English?
Nah, they're good. They're good at everything they try to do, and unlike other teams, they don't do just one thing. And also, they're as good a power team as there is that I've seen this year, and they're as good a spread team as I've seen this year. So you know, they can pick and choose what they want to do. They get a lot of weapons that can hurt you, and they can hurt you in different ways. They're very big. They're very physical. The quarterback is as good a high school football player as there is out there. And you know, most teams, once you get to this level, that's going to be a common thread. You know, you're going to have a kid that can, you know, run the offense and be a rugged kid, tough. I like watching him play. The seventh kid, he deserves a lot of credit for.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been a real cog for them over the last several seasons, for sure, and a real leader. Coach, I'm hoping for good things for this game on Saturday, and Tewksbury travels well, I presume, so you should have a pretty good turnout down there at Manning Field.
Yeah, you know what? The people are excited, and we've had good support over the years, and we certainly don't want to go out and disappoint them with a poor effort. And,
all right.
You know, I don't expect that from my guys. I expect the effort to be there. And
well, let them know it's going to be on MSONewsSports.com. And Coach, I wish you well. I want to talk to you after the game, win, lose, or draw, if you don't mind. Maybe we can get you on next week.
That'd be great, Coach. I mean, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate it. And good luck. Hey, listen, thanks so much for taking the time, man. I really appreciate it.
All right, not a problem. Thank you very
much.
Take
care. All right. Good luck, Coach. Take care. That is Brian Aylward, who is the head coach of Tewksbury High School football. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.